He smelled like.
Do you know what I realized? This has been on mute. I just took it off. For those people listening on the phone, on Facebook, you can hear us. But on the phone, nobody could hear us.
Oh, I am.
And
so
I
sorry.
Only discovered that because I'm looking at my control panel. I am so sorry. It's my fault. We had some last minute challenges here, so we're just going to go on and say this is the call.
Are you recording
this? And it is recorded, yes.
You didn't see anything on the bottom.
No, I saw, as soon as I opened this up, it all went blank. So anyway, let's just see. Sorry for our Facebook listeners. I'm even sorrier to our live call-in free conferencing people because they didn't hear anything.
They
thought
we didn't.
They didn't say anything, no. So we are 10 minutes late in your book. We've already started with a prayer, and Robert is now talking about first breath. So I'm not sure how you want to handle that.
Well, we'll just keep going. Jesus, when he was resurrected on Easter morning, he went and appeared to his apostles, and he breathed on them. And I believe he was a new creation. He was a new human being. He wasn't the same old person. He was I believe his breath smelled like a baby. I think Jesus smelled like a new baby, that unique, wonderful smell that a baby has, that every baby has. I don't know how many babies, hundreds of babies, and they all smell the same. It's that wonderful smell. The only way I can describe it is the new baby smell. And I think that's the way Jesus smelled to the apostles when he breathed on them. It was fresh. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. It was just it was just an amazing thing. And he recreated them as these new people. And so then I was attracted to First Peter, and I was reading First Peter. And in 1 Peter 1, Peter, which is rock, I can talk about that. I'm trying to shorten this, but it's not an easy thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. His great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead." In the New Living Bible, it says he gives them new breath. And that's what kind of drew me to that and brought me to that. And then in the next chapter, in with this whole theme of newness and rebirth, he says in 1 Peter 2:2, like newborn babies crave spiritual milk. So we are to crave spiritual milk, and that we are new babies, and we are to offer spiritual sacrifices that is acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And the interesting thing, and the reason I call this first breath, is when a baby is born, an amazing thing happens. Prior to birth, the fetus receives all of its nourishment, everything it needs from its mother, from the umbilical cord. And as a result of that, the lungs are bypassed. They are not functioning. What happens is the blood actually goes through a valve so that the blood in the right atrium goes straight from the right atrium to the left atrium because it doesn't need to be oxygenated because the blood has already been oxygenated from the mother. Therefore, it doesn't go through the lungs. It goes through this canal called the patentiform ovum. And this valve, the minute a baby takes its first breath, that valve instantly closes so that the blood immediately flows through the lungs instead of going through that PFO from the right to the left atrium. And as a result of that, you have the unoxygenated blood flowing through the lungs, being oxygenated, and then going throughout the body and giving the body the oxygen and the energy it needs. All of that takes place instantly in the very first breath. Here Jesus comes, and he breathes on us, and he makes us a new creature. He makes us, he turns us into living stones, as Peter calls it. And the living stone is what we are the minute we recognize who Jesus is. When we say Jesus is Christ, the Son of the Living God, Jesus looks at us and says, you are no longer Donna Shuler, you are now Petros. You're Peter. And that's what Jesus said to Peter. And that's what he says to us. So we become living stones and giving our spiritual sacrifices to God. And the spiritual sacrifices we have are first and foremost our physical being. We give them our bodies to God. We give after our bodies we give everything we have to God. And then the beautiful miraculous thing about this is when we give everything we have to God, God turns around and he gives it back to us. It's one of those great paradoxes in life that as we give it to God, it comes right back to us. And our one of the main things that we are called to do is to become the priests of the temple of God, the building stones in God's church, and as such, we are called to love one another and to care for one another. So let me conclude by just saying that the words of St. Peter, you are chosen people. That's you. Anyone listening to my voice who calls upon, who knows that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the Living God, you make that declaration, you are one of God's chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praise of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. And so that's my little message for this evening. And
So before you introduce our special guest,
yes,
I think I'll just give a little ministry update. It will be brief. Let's see. Since we were with you on the 15th of last month, we hosted a small retreat up in the local mountains of California, up in Wrightwood. In fact, our guest tonight and his wife attended that. Marvin and Carla were up there for the weekend. It started on the Friday night of Palm Sunday weekend,
yep.
And Robert and I hosted a Passover dinner. And it was how to find Jesus in the Passover. So it was a Seder, and it was absolutely wonderful. It was a group effort. We got up there in the mountains at our friend's house midday on Friday, and we helped them prepare everything, and we did all the original foods according to a menu that our hosts had spent long, long time
researching
and preparing, buying all the food. So we were up there chopping and gosh, it was just so much fun. We were shoulder to shoulder working until most of the guests showed up for dinner. We had, 22 guests for dinner?
Yeah.
And we had very long table. Beautiful table.
It was an L-shaped
table. And we're going to do it again next year. We're not sure of the date yet, but we're definitely going to do it next year. It was just fantastic. So we've done that. We hosted a retreat. Oh, it was a Friday night dinner, Saturday, all day Saturday. We basically sat around and prayed and got to know one another and took a short hike. And then we had Saturday night, and then we had brunch on Sunday morning, and we all drove home after that. But it was a great experience. Robert and I hadn't hosted a retreat in many, many years, so it was hopefully the first of many to come. And
it was
just a great time. So a lot of you know what we've really been working hard on are our online courses for Robert Shuler Inspiration. You can buy those at robertshulerinspiration.com. The first course that's available is based on the 23rd Psalm, and my husband does all the teaching, and it's entitled 10 Steps to Emotional Healing. His Sunday morning messages are not a part of this ongoing video project. I know it's kind of confusing because, we do a lot of different projects with our ministry. So if you know of anybody that's dealing with any kind of grief, loss, lack of faith, or just the daily struggles of life that we all go through, you know, divorce, family problems, loss of a job, diagnosis of an illness or a disease, or caring for older parents, or caring for sick children, this is the course for them, 10 Steps. And it could be called 10 Steps to Hope and Encouragement. We called it 10 Steps to Emotional Healing, but it's really 10 Steps to Hope and Encouragement by learning how to pray through the 23rd Psalm. So the next thing we're working on, if you're ready to take your body, I mean your life, your body, mind, and soul to the next level, we're working on Vital Living, and that course is for you. Hopefully it'll be done by this summer, and we're stepping up our production now. We're actually going into a real studio with a real producer, and it is
shot in HD,
the other ones were, which the other ones are good. You'd be surprised. We shot them in a living room.
Yeah, amazing how good the life on it.
So the title of that, Vital Living, Add Years to Your Life and Life to Your Years with God's Health Plan. So go to robertshulerinspiration.com, sign up, and you will be some of the first people to find out. We've got, you know, we've got a list going, and we send out periodic updates. And a couple of last things. We have this will be on our podcast. After we're done with tonight, it will be posted on Facebook, the audio and the video, and on a podcast, which is Robert Shuler Ministries. Podomatics.com. Again, we'll have that posted at robertshulerministries.org as well. And it's, of course, available on iTunes, and we're going to be putting it up on other podcast channels soon. Luckily, we finally have a few people assisting us with some of this IT stuff. It really can get us down, because we like to do ministry. We don't like to administrate and try to figure out the newest, greatest program for the computer. It's just not in our gifting. What we've been learning. So
we do our best.
It's just not always the fastest. So anyway,
that is not always the best.
It's not always the
it's
best.
Just our best.
So we have a team of people, a few people that are coming to the surface, and they're starting to help us. So that God is good, and He
always provides.
So that's about it, honey. You can go ahead and introduce our special guest.
Well, before I do, I want you to see if we can hook that speaker up so that our Facebook
to
this phone, so that our Facebook listeners can
try that before.
You were listening to it earlier.
Okay, I know. Okay, hold on, everybody.
We're
going
to try something here.
Did you turn it on?
No.
Turn it on?
Okay,
we're going to try to have a speaker here. We normally...
We need this to be loud enough so that everyone on,
can hear.
Facebook Live can hear.
Some good stuff to say. So, okay, let me. Okay, a minute.
Plug it in. Yep.
Let's see if it's working. Hold on. That's not it. Hold on. Okay. Yep. Okay. Well, that is working. Okay.
Good. Okay. They can hear us.
They can hear us.
Hold on a minute. Marvin's voice louder.
Okay, so hold on and go ahead and introduce him.
Okay, let me introduce our guest tonight. His name is Marvin Smith. We've had a drum roll that's been going on for the last 10 minutes, 20
exactly.
minutes, because everyone heard in her life had Marvin Smith on the line. He has always said that two components needed for success are Jesus and a high-quality education.
Mm-hmm.
And and he exemplifies that. In September 2007, Marvin and his wife Carla founded a state-authorized public charter school that served at-risk middle school students. They fulfilled the positions of executive director and administrative director during its five-year charter. Marvin goes across the nation speaking on educational transformation. He was an on-air personality with Answers for the Family, an LA radio show. Marvin addressed issues revolving around family dynamics, raising children, psychology, and education. In 1998, Marvin and Carla also created and established an economic youth empowerment program that prepared underserved youth for the challenges.
Underserved.
Underserved. prepared underserved youth for the challenges of the 21st century to help young people successfully learn, stay in school, and prepare for life. In 1996, they founded Fired Up Ministries, which reaches the millennials with the good news of Jesus. In January 95, Marvin was playing in the NFL. Yes, I said that right, the NFL. He played with Rams and the Oakland Raiders. And while in the NFL, he was also holding both the president and vice president positions in the National Football League's former Players Association. He was a volunteer chaplain for over 14 years with the National Baseball League. They were the directors of the West Coast Operations of Athletics International Ministries, a ministry that evangelizes professional and collegiate athletes. After college, Marvin did play with the LA Rams and the Oakland Raiders until his playing time came to an end due to an injury. Marvin is a certified human behavior specialist and has a master's level ranking in emotional intelligence. Marvin has a master's of arts in business from Azusa Pacific. He has a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology from Cal State Fullerton. He has a Certificate of Marketing from USC. Marvin holds the offices of Fivefold Ministry, Apostle, Evangelist, Pastor, and Teacher, and has a special gift to inspire and motivate today's youth. Marvin is gifted in the areas of leadership and organizational development. So I believe Marvin is on the line, and if you didn't notice something that keeps coming to the surface with Marvin, did you notice what it was? It's youth.
Youth.
It's young people.
Right.
He reaches the millennials. He reaches, he did the middle-aged stuff. It always keeps coming back to youth.
Mm-hmm. And the youth need help today.
Amen to that.
Yeah, a lot of help. Marvin, are you there?
I'm here.
Marvin?
Can you hear me?
I don't.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there he is.
I'm here.
There he is.
Marvin?
I'm here. Yes. Can you hear me?
Oh, Marvin. Hopefully this thing is working.
You there?
Hello? I'm here. I'm here.
Someone up there. Let's unplug
I'm
it.
Here.
Okay,
let's unplug it. Marvin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh.
Yes.
It's on. Okay. We're going
yeah.
to
oh, terrific. It's on.
Wirelessly. Perfect. The
excellent. Ball.
You know, the electronics.
Yeah.
Hannah, so we're just so glad to have you on the call with us, Marvin.
Well, Robert and Donna, it's much appreciated. I love you guys much and the work that you do. And a couple things as I was listening that just for insight, the Seder dinner, the retreat, man, that was phenomenal. That was the first time I ever had the opportunity to participate in that, that's like the Last Supper, what Jesus went through, and just gave you this appreciation of the Last Supper and all behind it. And you're talking about doing it again next year, so I know Carl and I want to be part of that. But I thought, correct me if I'm wrong, I thought next year we're going to do it in Israel.
Yeah, we would love to do it in Israel. 2019.
We are going to Israel
yeah.
summer 2019.
Yes.
Okay.
And every Seder dinner, well, the way it concludes is next year in Israel. That's the way it concludes.
Yeah.
So we concluded next year in Israel, and whether or not we pull that off and actually do it is yet to be determined. But it is a hope that we have.
Yep.
Exactly. So I want to get started by saying, Marvin, you know, when did you and Carla feel really called by God to start ministering to the younger generations? How did this, I know you have a lot of children, maybe you can start with that and tell us about your kids, but how did you know, God called us into different areas of ministry depending on, obviously, our heart, depending on our skill set, and I think mostly according to our heart. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, you know, I guess it really started, sort of as a kid, now that I can think about it, I mean, as far as the formation. I can recall at the age of five, my mother, she asked a question. She, you know, asked me, what do I want to do when I grow up? And, I clearly, as I'm sitting here now, and I remember succinctly, is like, I want to help people, Mom. And I never forget, she says, okay, that's very admirable. But she said, but however, you know, you can't help anybody till you help yourself. And so I, you know, as life goes on, I don't know what that really means. You hear that. And as time and circumstances and life goes on, it made all the sense in the world. And so what happened, how to answer the question, Donna, that you asked, Carla and I, we're both in corporate America. And I just we both just kind of had this epiphany one day that, I mean, it was just interesting because I'm in a high-tech environment. We're both in a high-tech environment in these kind of high-profile positions, and, you know, which was not the norm, you know, being African-American. And I had an opportunity to expose and see a lot of things. And I could recall one time because I was a liaison with senior management with engineering. I remember just one day walking in the lab working with the engineers, and I'm looking around, and I saw virtually no one of color. And something just in my soul just quickened, and I go, man, God, is either one or two things is happening here. Either black people are just stupid and can't achieve at this level, which I know that's not the truth, or they haven't had the exposure to be able to be exposed to jobs and opportunity like this, and you know, which was the latter, opportunity exposure. And so, and Carla, you know, she's executive administrator for, like, the vice president of major corporation, and we were just talking, and she said, you know, I'm telling her how I was feeling. She said she felt the same way, and said, you know what? So we just one day just said, we quit. We left. We just, like, we resigned and said, we're going to go back into the neighborhood, and I'm going to go back to where I grew up initially because the neighborhood had changed over time, and we're going to start, you know, the last time we had some sense of success, we always say, I'm going to go back to my hometown. And majority of the time it doesn't happen. And we end up, you know, doing things where we're at. And I just was just true to the heart. And we went back, and we're both in the same town. And so we went back, which was Pomona, California, and just started. We started an enrichment after school weekend enrichment program dealing with addressing the digital divide. So it took our technology background skill sets, her administrative skill high level, and we created this program, which was CK2, Corporate Kid Fiber Club. And it was to address, like you say, the kids, give them an opportunity with digital, you know, with technology. And way back then, technology hardware was very expensive. So just to have access was an issue. So with some corporate friends and support, we created I laugh now, we call it the Fun Center. And they say you can't have an education, you can't be having fun. It's not education. I'm like, I disagree. Especially according to what they say as far as a neuroscientist. And FUN was an acronym for Fundamental Understanding of Neurological Nurturing. And the point was, we're going to have fun getting in their head and helping them grow to be whatever God, you know, has put in them and help them birth those gifts and skills. And from that program, we did really well. I hate to say we. The kids in the program did well. I mean, one of the kids ended up going to Berkeley. Another one went to Dartmouth. Another one ended up going to West Point. They just on and on and on. And they're very successful today. And so that was – and the whole thing was, how do you instill these leadership skill sets and achieve at a high level? And looking at morality, you know, because a lot of times you get to these high positions, and for the money, for the love of money, sometimes we lose morality. So our whole point was, how do we create these godly leaders to achieve at the highest level and have a heart of compassion and be true servant leaders? So that was the beginning. And now from that point forward, things have gone on. And as I'm listening to you share kind of the background, Robert, I'm going, man, wow, that guy's way too busy. That's a lot of stuff he's doing. Jiminy Cricket. But, I mean, that was the kind of pathway. You know, and now the point where you just want to have a presence and just walk with Jesus and not be caught in bondage of the ways of the world or even religion. But, you know, he said, where there's Christ, there's liberty. So to be able to walk with Christ now in this liberty and to be able to share with young people, millennials, you know, what that means. And so, you know, one of the things we're finding out, like we're doing a lot of work we do now in the ministry, and, you know, every Thursday night we have a core of millennials that come to our house and we have church. And so, and it's not church as usual, very not. And we come and we dissect life with the word, and it gets exciting, it gets heated. However, they're engaged and they keep coming back, You know, and I think the bigger issue is looking at where we're at in this time and space of society, of the world, and looking at prophetic word that's come to pass, and looking at, you know, in Matthew 24 talks about, you know, the end times and what this will look like. So in the process, you know, what's going on, I'm looking at these millennials, they're walking away. I mean, if we look at all the reports, the millennials from ages, from ages 14 to 35 or in that range, they're walking away from the traditional church, and they're not returning. And if they're not returning, I mean, they are susceptible to deception of Satan.
Absolutely.
You bet. Yeah, well, you know, we don't have a youth ministry per se. As you know, we've talked a lot about this. We do feel like we could start one. We have a ministry to just all ages, but we do church the way you and Carla do. We just do it the old-fashioned way. We call it the Acts Church, right? We just
go out,
gather people together and read scripture and pray together and talk about real problems that people have. And there's no, you know, after coming out of a big mega church, there's none of that. There's no,
yeah,
no fancy music. In fact, we can't play music on Facebook, on our church on Facebook. You know,
we've done that a couple times, but we got our hands back.
Yeah, we didn't know. Amazing the transformations that we're seeing in people's lives. And, you know, we have a small group down here. It's not a large group, but the testimonies and the people that we talk to when we're down here, you know, they need us down here. They need Jesus, and they need somebody to shepherd them. And that's what we do. And that's one of the reasons that, you know, what you guys are doing, what you and Carla are doing and your group is doing, it's just so important. And I think it's great. I wonder if we can take some questions. Do you mind if we open the lines and see if somebody wants to ask
questions? Yeah, no, not at all. But real quick, can I say something real quick?
No, please,
I just wanna, I don't know if my wife is listening. One of our sons had they had a baby shower, so their first baby coming. I left early so I could make sure I'm on the show. But if she does listen in, I just want to shout out to her and how important she is in the work that happens. And because she's, you know, and all that we do is, sometimes I get so much attention, and it's not like she's in the background. We're right there toiling together, which is important. I just want to appreciate the work that you guys are doing now, too, because I really, you know, kind of knowing the family years ago, you know, Robert, and through mutual friends, and then watching, you know, transformation, how God sees fit, is amazing. It's amazing. I get a chance to see something morph in front of me into a whole new evolution of you know, because you can't put new wine in old sheepskin. And I see you part of this new wine, Robert and Donna. And it's gonna be amazing to see years down the road what God's gonna be doing with your guys' ministry. So I just wanna keep you lifted in prayer.
Thank you.
Well, we pray for each other, so we thank you. So I've opened the question and answer lines. If anybody has a question and you're on the call, all you have to do is on your telephone keypad, just push the pound sign and the number 6. Excuse me, star.
Star 6.
I'm okay. My brain's off today, too. Maybe come on Sunday. We've already had such a busy day.
Yeah.
anyway, so star 6, for those of you that would like to ask questions. Unfortunately, our screen is so, it's just so small that we can't really take questions this way. We can answer them in post when we're done, when we load this up onto Facebook. Then we always answer the questions. And if there's something that one of our Facebook listeners, viewers wants to ask of Marvin, I can pass that along to him afterwards. Otherwise, you can dial in and talk to us now at 641-715-3865. And then you have to push 642-848 and the pound sign to access. So that's a lot of numbers. So if you weren't writing that down, just ask the questions on Facebook, and we will get to you when we can read them. Please ask the questions here. We found people are usually shy, Marvin, even though we don't call anybody out. We don't get a lot of questions. We get questions afterwards. We get a lot of questions. So
I think that's pretty much part of human behavior. Because I was on a conference call last week, and it's with folks all over the country, and some more work of ministry, and people were on the call, and we're all on this call, and so those that were in the meeting, at the meeting, with all the conversation was going on there, you could see it on the call, and you could see there's a lot of people that were on the call, but no one spoke up. No one saying, we call them flies on the wall. They wouldn't speak up, but they were listening.
You're used to that. Hey, I do have one question. I'm going to get her on here and engage her. I happen to know who she
okay.
is. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? I know this person very, very well. Hello? Yes. Make sure your phone's off mute. Hello? Okay. Well, I do have somebody there.
Well, while you do that, I just want to tell everybody on Facebook Live that you can't see me because I'm sitting here by the phone holding the phone up so that you can hear our guest. Because it's more important that you hear him than you see me. I believe everything he said will be available on our website. We will post this later.
Right.
It was all recorded, and we have it all, so you can hear what he said. I know you missed it because of our technical difficulties, but you will be able to do that if you go to our website. Which website do they go to hear that?
They go to robertshulerministries.org.
Not the Podomatic.
No. They can go to Robert Shuler Ministries. They can go to our Facebook page, and it'll be posted
okay.
there. We do have a podcast page, and it's Robert Shuler Ministries dot, and then the word Podomatic, PODOMATIC.com. Robert Shuler Ministries dot Podomatic.com. But, that's a lot to remember. We don't have our cue cards here today, and we can't really show them on a pre-conference call anyway. So anyway, so we will take any questions, and I want to see if I can get this caller back here that had a question. It was actually my mom. Now I don't see her at all. Looks like she got disengaged and I don't know what
disconnected.
Happened. Disconnected.
Well, we're just having more and more. I don't think we've had a caller who's had more technical difficulties than we've had tonight.
We haven't.
But anyway.
That's technology for
you. Yeah.
Hey, you know my take on that?
What is it?
My take on that is the devil can't stop us, so he just wants to disrupt, right? He's a disruptor, so let me disrupt.
Well, we've had a lot of disruption. Let's see if we can get her on. Hello? Mom? I see you here. You're not on mute.
Is she talking? Can you see the bar?
Nope, she's not talking.
Oh, well. Well, let's wrap tonight up. I'm going to, Marvin, I'm going to say goodbye to you and thank you for being our guest You know, we appreciate you more than you can know. Unfortunately, we have had these difficulties tonight. It hasn't worked as well as we had hoped. But anyway, it's a pleasure to have you with us. And we're just really glad you were able to.
And we're not going to sign off yet because we have some that you didn't know you put down backwards.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, Robert, really Donna. Oh, go ahead.
No,
I was going to say,
Carla's ministry, we're going to come down, we're going to come up to where you are and on a Thursday night and participate with your ministry.
Yes. Matter of fact, we just had some guests come in with the fellowship. They came in from Northern California and Central California and South OC, and they stopped in and fellowshiped with us on Thursday, and we had a blast. It was really
nice.
Good. So looking forward to that time when you guys come and fellowship with us. And on the flip side of that, I'm looking forward to going meeting you guys down in Cabo when you guys are doing ministry down there as well. So I need a vacation. You're in Cabo now. Oh, okay. Oh, so you're already vacationing. I got it. Okay. and really enjoy spending time together in D.C. as well. That was really good.
Okay.
Thank you, Marvin.
So, all right. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For just a minute, we have our offering, and we have lots of people to thank. We can't take an offering by passing the plate, but obviously ministries take some donations to keep us doing what we do around the globe. And like I said, we have tons of people to thank for that. We thank you for your continued gifts. You helped us continue to distribute hope and healing around the globe. Let us know if you want any tickets to heaven. We've given out about a million of those so far, and we're going to keep doing it. And for more information, go to our website, robertshulerministries.org. If you'd like to give a monetary gift, please go there and click on the donate button, which is found on the right side of the homepage. Or if you prefer traditional mail, you can send your donations to Robert Shuler Ministries, and our address is 2128. Bay Point Drive, that's one word, BAYPOINTE Drive, Newport Beach, California, 92660. We have local, regional, and international projects we support, so you can ask us about any of those things. Also, please either email us or write to us with your prayer requests, because we do pray for people. He and I together, we don't have a staff, we do it. We answer all of our own emails, all of our prayer requests, and we pray for you. Your donations are tax deductible, of course. If you have any other questions, you can email us robert@shulerministries.org or donna@shulerministries.org.
So we just want to thank you for attending and participating in Facebook Live.
We're putting up with our technical difficulties.
There wasn't much on Facebook Live tonight, I'm afraid. But anyway, we're glad to have had Marvin. And again, you'll be able to, if you want to hear what he said, you can go to our website.
Well, I'll post it. I'll post it on Facebook too. I always post the audio, so you'll have the audio right under this as soon as I can get it up there.
So we will be back here again on the 15th of the month. I know that comes as a surprise to some of you, but on the 15th of the month, we're going to be on Facebook Live, and we're going to be on the call.
Yes, we will.
And it'll be at 6 p.m. Pacific time. No matter where we are, we're going to we'll get connected somehow, some way, like we did tonight. And it's usually better than this, no matter where we are. And anyway, we just.
Now it's going off on Facebook. It's okay. Just finish off here.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Okay.
Anyway, hey, it's been a great night. We love you all. God bless you.
He is blessing you.
Oh, we're back. Yeah, God loves you totally. Bye-bye.
Bye.